Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Thursday evening, June 12th, 2025, and we have a lineup of business and corporate headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
R-Chili launches application on SAP SuccessFactors Marketplace. R-Chili announces the launch of its innovative application on the SAP SuccessFactors Marketplace. This integration offers businesses a seamless solution to optimize recruitment workflows, enhancing productivity and data accuracy. The application provides tools like Browser Assistant for easy profile uploads, data reprocessing for data organization, and email import or resume processing efficiency. With features like bulk data import and pick list, businesses can improve efficiency, data quality, and search capabilities. By leveraging this application, organizations can enhance their recruitment process, focusing on strategic tasks, improving productivity, and ensuring fair and unbiased hiring practices. Head of marketing at R-Chili, Paramdeep Singh, highlights the benefits of automating key tasks and improving recruitment efficiency. The R-Chili application is now live on the SAP SuccessFactors Marketplace, offering a comprehensive solution for HR operations. Investor news breaks: Solugenics Inc., SNGX, advances clinical programs, eyes critical trial results in 2025 to 2026. Solugenics Inc., a late-stage biopharmaceutical company, recently announced its financial results for the first quarter of 2025. The company is focused on advancing its pipeline of therapeutic candidates for rare diseases with unmet medical needs. CEO Christopher J. Schaber highlighted upcoming milestones, including top-line results in 2026 from a Phase 3 study of Hybritam for early-stage cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. Additionally, top-line results are expected later this year from Phase 2 studies of SGX-945 in Behçet's disease and SGX-302 in mild to moderate psoriasis. Solugenics is dedicated to developing and commercializing treatments for rare diseases, with a focus on addressing critical medical needs.
Investor news breaks: Favo Capital Inc. targets SMB lending gap with digital platform, custom solutions. Favo Capital Inc., a rapidly growing alternative finance company, is developing a digital lending platform to address the financing gap for underserved small and medium-sized businesses. Traditional banks often deny credit due to outdated underwriting models, creating an opportunity for disruption. Favo offers fast, flexible, and accessible capital solutions for SMBs that are often overlooked. With over 5.5 million new business applications filed in the U.S. last year, Favo's tech-driven approach is well-positioned to serve this growing segment with real-world financing solutions.
Brera Holdings PLC, BA, applauds Portfolio Club, Yuve Stabia's strong Serie B season, Serie A run. Brera Holdings PLC, listed on NASDAQ as BRA, is celebrating the success of its portfolio club Yuve Stabia in Italian football. Yuve Stabia finished fifth in Serie B and made it to the semifinals of the Serie A promotion playoffs, with the highest market value increase in Serie B since March 2025. Brera now holds a 38.46% stake in the club, approved by the FIGC. Attendance has surged, with international broadcasts in the US, UK, and Canada. The Campania region announced a $5 million subsidy for Romeo Menti Stadium refurbishment. Brera Holdings, an Ireland-based international holding company, is focused on expanding its global portfolio of sports clubs through a multi-club ownership strategy. Nutriband Inc., NASDAQ-NTRB, reports double-digit revenue increase, continued progress on Aversa fentanyl development. Nutriband Inc., listed on NASDAQ as NTRB, has reported a double-digit revenue increase in its recent Q1 financial report. the company continues to make progress on the development of its proprietary Aversa fentanyl, which has the potential to be the world's first abuse deterrent opioid patch. Nutriban's financial momentum is evident with a record Q1 2025 revenue of $667,000, a 63% year-over-year increase. The company is focused on leading in the development of safer transdermal therapies, positioning itself at the forefront of abuse deterrent drug delivery. For more information and updates on NTRB, visit the company's newsroom. BioMedWire is a specialized communications platform focusing on the latest developments in the biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for reaching target markets effectively.
What the U.S. can learn from Norway's uptake of EVs. Norway's world-leading efforts in transitioning to battery electric vehicles could serve as a lesson to the U.S. With nearly 90% of 2024 vehicle sales being electric, Norway is much closer to its electrification targets than the U.S. If EV uptake accelerates in the U.S. like in Norway, companies like SolarBank Corp. could see growth opportunities. Green Car Stocks is a specialized platform focusing on EVs and the green energy sector, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience. Gold holds steady as de-dollarization picks pace. The price of gold held steady at around $3,300 an ounce as the week began, with silver prices reaching $36.22 per troy ounce, a decade high. Palladium also surged to $1,075 an ounce, up 2.4%, driven by demand from auto catalysts. Platinum prices rose by 2.8%, fueled by increasing demand. Entities like Platinum Group Metals Limited and US American PLG PTM may see higher chances of meeting investor expectations. Mining Newswire, a specialized communications platform focusing on the global mining and resources sectors, provides a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions, helping companies reach a wide audience of investors and influencers.
Why semiconductor packaging could decide who leads the AI race. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, TSMC, has announced a massive $100 billion investment in the U.S., the largest foreign investment ever made in the country. This move has attracted global attention and stirred conversations back in Taiwan, where the company is a national icon. As advancements are made in semiconductor packaging, several downstream firms like Thumbs Up Media Corp., NASDAQ, Tees Up are bound to have access to cutting-edge technology that could determine who leads the AI race.
Investor news breaks. Sinai Immunotherapeutics, NASDAQ, SCNI, highlights growth and SEPA funding, ahead of Bio 2025 CEO participation. Sinai Immunotherapeutics Limited CEO Amir Reichman will participate in the Bio International Convention 2025 to showcase recent strategic, operational, and financial milestones, including CDMO business growth and nanobody pipeline progress. The company secured $1.38 million in funding via a standby equity purchase agreement with Yorkville Advisors, avoiding dilution. Sinai reaffirmed 2025 CDMO revenue guidance of $2 million and aims for break-even in 2026. Sinai is a biopharmaceutical company with a focus on inflammation and immunology, biological therapeutic products, and a CDMO unit offering development and manufacturing services to early-stage biotechs. For more information, visit wduts.com.
Favo Capital Inc., empowering small mid-sized businesses in critical role of private provider. Favo Capital Inc., known as Favo, is playing a crucial role in empowering small and mid-sized businesses in the private credit market. With a variety of financing options available, including revenue-based funding and merchant cash advances, Favo has supported over 10,000 small businesses with more than $138 million in capital nationwide. In today's challenging economic landscape, traditional banks often struggle to meet the unique financial needs of SMBs, creating a funding gap that alternative financing solutions like private credit can fill. Favo is a key player in this growing market, which has seen private credit assets under management grow from $500 billion in 2013 to over $1.7 trillion in 2025, according to Preqin. For more information on Favo, visit the company's newsroom. Investor news breaks: Silvercorp Metals Inc. TSVM, NYSE American SVM, files updated resource estimate for Condor Gold Project in Ecuador. Silvercorp Metals Inc. listed on the TSX and NYSE American under the ticker symbol has filed an updated mineral resource estimate for its Condor Gold Project in Ecuador. The filing includes the independent technical report for the Condor Project Ecuador, prepared by SRK Consulting, Canada Inc. The report has an effective date of February 28, 2025. Silvercorp Metals is a Canadian mining company with a focus on producing silver, gold, lead, and zinc. The company aims to create shareholder value through free cash flow generation, organic growth, merger and acquisition efforts, and a commitment to responsible mining and ESG practices.
Metavesco's epic labor to launch AI-powered virtual staffing pilot in Gainesville, GA. Metavesco, Inc. is set to launch an AI-powered virtual staffing pilot in Gainesville, Georgia, utilizing machine learning algorithms and generative AI to streamline labor management. By leveraging AI for talent sourcing, demand forecasting, conversational support, dispatching, and scheduling, the company aims to cut time to fill by up to 60% and operate with lean, high-margin growth. The pilot program will serve as a test for Epic Labor Inc. to establish best practices and drive market share in blue-collar staffing. With plans to expand this virtual model to 5 additional markets over the next year, the company is positioning itself as a pioneer in the industry, creating shareholder value through enhanced margins and rapid market penetration.
Biomed news breaks: NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NASDAQ NRXP, and Hope Therapeutics to present at H.C. Wainwright Neuro Perspectives Conference. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NRXP, and its subsidiary Hope Therapeutics will be presenting at the H.C. Wainwright 6th Annual Neuro Perspectives Hybrid Conference on June 16-17, 2025. Dr. Jonathan Javitt, founder and CEO of NRx, will deliver a corporate presentation highlighting recent developments, available on demand to registered attendees starting at 7 a.m. ET on June 16. The company will also conduct one-on-one investor meetings during the event. NRx Pharmaceuticals is focused on developing therapeutics for central nervous system disorders, including suicidal bipolar depression, chronic pain, and PTSD. NRx plans to file an NDA for accelerated approval for NRx-101, an investigational breakthrough therapy for suicidal treatment-resistant bipolar depression and chronic pain.
Google teams up with CIP on wind energy project in Taiwan. American tech giant Google is teaming with Copenhagen Infrastructure Partners, CIP, to launch a wind energy project in Taiwan. The project, expected to be operational in 2027, will be Google's first offshore wind farm in the Asia-Pacific region, with a capacity of 495 megawatts. This initiative aligns with Google's goal of achieving zero emissions across all its operations and value chains. As more green energy projects like this come online, the environmental benefits could be significant. Additionally, other climate-friendly technologies, such as electric vehicles from companies like Mullen Automotive Inc., are gaining traction in the market. GeoVax to participate in Bio International Convention 2025. GeoVax Labs Inc. will attend the 2025 Bio International Convention in Boston, Massachusetts. The convention, the largest biotechnology industry gathering, offers networking opportunities with executives worldwide. GeoVax will discuss its infectious disease and cancer immunotherapies pipeline, including GeoMVA, GeoCM04S1, and Gedeptin. Participation aligns with GeoVax's strategy to establish partnerships, expand manufacturing, and prioritize pandemic preparedness, oncology, and biodefense. Visit geovax.com for clinical trial updates and more information. How TNL MediaGene is leveraging acquisitions and organic growth to become the largest media tech company in Southeast Asia. TNL MediaGene, a next-gen media company focused on millennial and Gen Z audiences in Japan and Taiwan, is leveraging acquisitions and organic growth to become the largest media tech company in Southeast Asia. With 25 publications spanning various genres and an engaged reader base of over 45 million, the company also operates a robust AI-driven ad tech business. Founder and CEO Joey Chung highlighted their rapid revenue growth of 35% year-over-year, with half coming from organic growth and the rest from acquisitions. TNL MediaGene's unique ownership of the entire ecosystem, from content creation to AI data analysis, gives them a competitive edge. The company plans to continue its acquisition strategy, aiming to be the de facto one-stop shop in the industry.
Fast and reliable computer repair services for Adelaide. Steve's PC Repairs in Adelaide is a trusted provider of computer repair services, catering to both individuals and businesses. With over 20 years of experience, founder Steve ensures prompt and professional service for Windows and Mac users. The company offers a wide range of services, including laptop repairs, network troubleshooting, and data recovery. Steve's commitment to transparency and convenience is evident through on-site repairs and clear communication with clients. Testimonials highlight the reliability and affordability of the services provided. For businesses, customized maintenance plans are available to minimize risks and maintain productivity. Trust Steve's PC Repairs for fast, efficient, and tailored solutions to all your computer needs.
Modern Fortis secures bipartisan passage of H.R. 2096, Protecting Our Nation's Capital Emergency Act. Modern Fortis celebrates the bipartisan House passage of H.R. 2096, the Protecting Our Nation's Capital Emergency Act. Congressman Andrew Garbarino and House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer led the legislation, supported by 30 Democrats, emphasizing public safety over politics. The bill, championed by Chairman Greg Pemberton and the D.C. Police Union, restores rights for Metropolitan Police Department officers, countering anti-police measures. CEO Joe Cameron praises the bipartisan support and calls for swift Senate action. Modern Fortis remains committed to advocating for law enforcement and ensuring their voices are heard in government.
HomeSphere and Overhead Door announce new partnership for residential builders. HomeSphere, the leading platform connecting building product manufacturers to mid-market home builders, has announced a new strategic partnership with Overhead Door, a trusted garage door brand. Through this collaboration, more than 2,700 builders in HomeSphere's U.S. network can claim exclusive rebates on Overhead Door brand garage doors. This partnership aims to simplify operations for builders, offering them trusted garage door solutions through a single point of entry. Overhead Door, known for its superior design and quality, aims to streamline the process for home builders, while HomeSphere provides its builder members with high-quality products at superior prices through its rebate management platform, HomeSphere HQ.
Neuralbase announces global market engagement strategy amid expansion of technical leadership team. Neuralbase AI Lid, operating as BMP AI, has launched a global industry engagement program, starting with participation at the Global AI Show Abu Dhabi in late 2025. The company has appointed Tushar Shivakar as Chief Technology Officer and Suraj Sharma as Head of Design and Front-End Development to enhance its BMP AI platform. This platform offers compliance-first AI solutions for regulated industries, integrating RAG, document ingestion, auditability, security governance, and explainability tooling. Neuralbase AI aims to engage with enterprise customers, regulatory stakeholders, and strategic partners globally, focusing on healthcare, financial services, legal services, and public sector AI deployment. The company plans to participate in various international industry events to explore market opportunities and partnerships. Garvicom prioritizes environmental responsibility with next-gen refrigerant AC rollout. Garvi.com introduces its 2025 AC lineup with eco-friendly R454B refrigerant, aligning with EPA regulations to reduce high GWP HFCs like R410A. This proactive move offers American consumers sustainable cooling options with lower environmental impact and enhanced energy efficiency. Garvi.com's portable and split AC units, pre-charged with R454B, provide future-proof investments, proven performance, and reduced carbon footprints. With a focus on smart features, maintenance alerts, and real-world benefits, Garvey.com ensures long-term compliance with U.S. standards while empowering homeowners to contribute to climate goals. Units are available now for nationwide shipping, supporting the industry-wide transition to next-gen refrigerants and reinforcing Garvey.com's commitment to sustainability.
Her side of the story, Dr. Madeline Blair speaks on redefining leadership communication and organizational storytelling, earns special distinction. Dr. Madeline Blair, renowned for her work in leadership communication and organizational storytelling, has been honored with the Lifetime Achievement for Storytelling for Organizations designation by the Stone Register. Her pioneering efforts in utilizing story as a method for understanding human behavior in complex environments have reshaped the business community. Dr. Blair's early research and leadership at institutions like the World Bank demonstrated the power of narrative to drive real outcomes. As a founding member of Golden Fleece, she helped establish storytelling as a formal business method. Through her TV series, Unlocked, she continues to bring depth and authenticity to conversations. Dr. Blair's work on resilience reframed the concept as a decision point, preparing individuals for challenges rather than demanding special powers. Her advice to others looking to use storytelling for insight, connection, and change is to start by writing their own stories, as personal narratives form the foundation for understanding and growth.
Job site safety expert, subcontractors are the last to know in a job site emergency. Job site safety expert Corey Sherman, founder of Safety Systems Management, highlights the critical issue of subcontractors being the last to know in a job site emergency. Despite making up the majority of the workforce, subcontractors are often left out of emergency protocols, leading to dangerous communication breakdowns. More than 60% of subcontractors report not receiving specific emergency training or direct communication channels for alerts. To address this gap, wireless emergency notification systems are being implemented to provide real-time alerts to every worker, regardless of employer or trade. Industry leaders are recognizing the importance of including all site personnel in emergency communication systems. In emergencies, inclusion isn't a luxury, it's a lifeline. Safety Systems Management specializes in these systems, offering proactive solutions for faster evacuation times and improved job site communications.
Prefabricated steel structures set to shape the future of construction. Prefabricated steel structures are revolutionizing the construction industry, with Qingdao Xingguangzhen Global Engineering Co. Ltd. leading the charge. These structures offer rapid construction, eco-friendly design, versatile applications, and superior safety. Xingguangzhen's milestone project, the Lomé Industrial Park in Togo, Africa, showcases their capabilities, completing a 50,000 square meter facility in just 60 days. The company's commitment to innovation is evident in their use of advanced building information modeling technology and state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities. With plans to increase R&D investment and expand into key markets, Xingguangzhen is set to drive the global shift towards prefabricated construction, shaping a greener, more efficient future. Strategic guidance on managing negative Google reviews. BLVD's new article provides strategic guidance on managing negative Google reviews, highlighting the importance of understanding customer perspectives. It offers actionable steps for business owners to consider, including a structured approach to responding to critical feedback. Readers will learn about strategies to potentially prevent negative reviews and how to respond professionally to those that do appear. The article also addresses criteria for flagging reviews for removal and emphasizes the value of critical feedback in business development. To access comprehensive strategies for managing online reputation and turning challenges into opportunities, visit BLVD's website. BLVD is a digital marketing agency specializing in helping clients achieve improved outcomes through innovative digital marketing strategies and services.
Wellness 360 earns NCQA certification for health appraisal and self-management tools. Wellness 360, a leading employee wellness platform, has recently achieved certification by the National Committee for Quality Assurance, NCQA, in health appraisal and self-management tools. This recognition highlights Wellness 360's commitment to delivering high-quality, data-driven health promotion solutions for organizations. The certifications validate the platform's excellence in providing resources that support self-directed wellness, including assessments, goal setting, and interactive educational content. With the increasing focus on employee well-being post-pandemic, employers are turning to certified digital tools like Wellness 360 to meet health and engagement goals efficiently and credibly. By achieving NCQA certifications, Wellness 360 reinforces its position as a trusted partner for organizations seeking to improve workforce health through measurable, personalized solutions. Content Carnivores LLC to represent Global Life Sciences clients at Bio International Convention 2025. Content Carnivores LLC, a marketing communications firm in the global life sciences industry, will be representing innovative clients at the Bio International Convention in Boston. They will focus on helping companies differentiate their science, identify industry trends, and position clients for future success. One of their clients, Posilex Pharmaceuticals, is making strides in cancer therapy with their drug Zelenirstat. Additionally, they will be showcasing Utah's growing life sciences sector at the convention, highlighting the state's rapid growth, economic impact, and high-quality workforce. Content Carnivores will be collaborating with BioUtah at the State of Utah Pavilion to showcase the state's advantages as a hub for global life sciences companies.
Experience the ultimate yachting getaway as Burgess announces a few last-minute charter availabilities. Experience the ultimate yachting getaway with Burgess as they unveil an exceptional fleet of superyachts available for charter this summer. From the iconic 88-meter Maltese Falcon to the 85-meter Gigia, each yacht offers cutting-edge design, luxury amenities, and impeccable service. Guests can enjoy panoramic master suites, sun decks with jacuzzis, private cinemas, beach clubs, and onboard spas. With extensive toy collections, including sea bobs and jet surfs, these yachts provide a unique and unforgettable experience. Contact Burgess for summer availability and explore their full collection of charter yachts for a bespoke experience tailored to your desires. Woofie's Montclair debuts premium mobile pet care services in Essex County, grand opening June 14th. Woofie's Montclair, a leading provider of personalized mobile pet care services, is now proudly serving pets and their parents across Essex County, including Montclair, Upper Montclair, Caldwell, Glen Ridge, Bloomfield, Verona, Nutley, and nearby areas. An independently owned and operated business, Woofie's Montclair is led by General Manager Gabriella Cobos and co-owner Christina Castro, brings a deeply personal, vet-informed, and compassionate approach to pet care. Services include mobile grooming, dog walking, and pet sitting, with 24/7 veterinary telehealth support. Co-owned by Christina Castro, Woofie's Montclair will celebrate its grand opening at Montclair Pride on June 14th, offering free plum facials for pups and fun prizes. The company plans to participate in upcoming events and is currently hiring. For more information, visit woofies.com/Montclair.
Lions and tigers, models and horses. Oh My David Yarrow brings his signature art to the Avenue's sales gallery. Internationally acclaimed photographer David Yarrow's iconic photography is now on display at the Avenue Sales Gallery in Naples, Florida. 5 exclusive works, including The Rancher and 66 Degrees North, blend luxury real estate with fine art, creating an immersive experience for prospective buyers. Yarrow's ability to evoke emotion through his photography perfectly complements the Avenue's architectural vision, offering a lifestyle defined by beauty and inspiration. The gallery showcases bespoke residences priced from $3 million to $8 million, featuring world-class amenities and hotel-inspired services. Prospective buyers can explore the sales gallery by appointment only to experience the unique collaboration firsthand.
RingCentral AI Receptionist, your always-on, reliable front desk. RingCentral AI Receptionist is an innovative solution for handling business calls 24/7. Using advanced AI, it can instantly understand and route calls without the need for a traditional attendant. Built directly into the RingCentral phone system, deployment is effortless and requires no extra apps.
The AI agent can answer calls, engage in natural conversations, handle routine inquiries, route complex calls, schedule appointments, and follow up via SMS. This ensures no missed opportunities and saves on call answering costs. With features like instant response, after-hours call conversion, and automatic scalability, businesses can benefit from zero missed calls, zero spam calls, and zero wait times. Contact CTS, a RingCentral Gold partner, for a demo at 800-787-448 or jnolte at ctsmd.us.
Q&A with Maxime Trottier, Chief Revenue Officer at Devolutions. Maxime Trottier, Chief Revenue Officer at Devolutions, leads initiatives across revenue, support, product marketing, training, and documentation. Devolutions provides privileged access management, password management, remote connection management, and remote access tools for SMBs. Their recent global IT security survey revealed key insights, including low adoption of AI, manual PAM practices, and minimal investment in security. Devolutions uses survey data to shape their product offerings, focusing on simplicity and affordability. Early recipients of the report were surprised by the prevalence of manual practices. Devolutions was named a 2025 champion in InfoTech's Emotional Footprint Report for PAM, highlighting their commitment to bridging the gap between strong security and usability for SMBs.
Investor news breaks. Why Vivacore Inc. NIVK is one to watch. Vivacore Inc. NASDIVK is a vertically integrated energy infrastructure and environmental services company focusing on oilfield fluids and waste transportation, storage, reuse, and remediation. With a large-scale oilfield trucking fleet, Vivacore provides end-to-end solutions for crude oil and produced water handling in key U.S. energy regions. The company aims to lead in sustainable energy logistics and remediation by combining innovative infrastructure with environmentally conscious practices. By owning and operating logistics and remediation components, Vivacore is well positioned to support the evolving energy ecosystem. To learn more, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Network news breaks. Why Vivacore Inc. NASDAQ is one to watch. Vivacore Inc. NASDAQ K is a vertically integrated energy infrastructure and environmental services company focusing on oilfield fluids and waste transportation, storage, and remediation. With a large-scale oilfield trucking fleet, Vivacore provides end-to-end solutions for crude oil and produced water handling. The company's vision is to lead in sustainable energy logistics and remediation by combining innovative infrastructure with environmentally conscious practices. Vivacore's integrated model optimizes petroleum-based materials flow and treatment. By owning logistics and remediation components, Vivacore supports an evolving energy ecosystem. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at hnnw.fm/ivk.
Investor news breaks. Meta Platforms Inc. NASDAQ Meta expands below expectations ratings in mid-year reviews. Meta Platforms Inc., formerly Facebook, is making a bold move by investing $14.8 billion for a 49% stake in Scale AI, a key player in data labeling services for AI training. Scale AI's CEO will lead a new superintelligence lab at Meta, alongside a 50-person research team led by Mark Zuckerberg. This strategic pivot follows setbacks with AI models and regulatory scrutiny from U.S. antitrust authorities. Despite challenges, Scale AI's projected revenue growth and early investor gains may justify the deal. As of June 11, 2025, Meta stock is trading at 745 cents, down 0.28% on the day. Stay tuned for updates on this significant development.
Investor news breaks. Snap Inc., NYAP, unveils next-gen Specs AR glasses and Snap OS enhancements. Snap Inc. veiled its next-generation AR glasses, Specs, at the Augmented World Expo 2025, set to launch in 2026. These lightweight standalone wearable computers feature see-through lenses overlaying digital content on the real world, powered by on-device AI. Snap OS is also getting upgrades, including deep integrations with OpenAI and Google's Gemini, a depth module API for 3D spatial anchoring, automated speech recognition in over 40 languages, and developer solutions like a fleet management app. Snap Inc. shares are trading at 867 cents, up 2.12%, with intraday trading ranging from 846 cents to 895, on volume of approximately 20.3 million shares.
Investor news breaks, NVIDIA Corp. NVDA sparks rally in quantum stocks after declaring inflection point. NVIDIA Corp. NVA sparked a rally in quantum stocks after CEO Jensen Huang declared an inflection point, boosting investor confidence in the space. NVIDIA's CUDA-Q platform is now enabling practical quantum classical hybrid solutions in fields like chemistry and finance. This announcement sent shares of Quantum Computing Inc., IonQ Inc., NASQ, Rigetti Computing Inc., RGTI, D-Wave Quantum Inc., NYSE QBTS, and Arkit Quantum Inc. Nasdaq RQQ notably higher in trading. NVIDIA shares and NVDA are currently trading at $143.03 and down 0.58%, while sector peers posted intraday gains ranging from 2 to 14% as momentum spilled across the quantum ecosystem.
Green car news breaks. Tesla Inc. TSLA delays robotaxi launch. Stock rallies after Musk calms Trump feud. Tesla Inc., listed on the NASDAQ as TSLA, has delayed the launch of its robotaxi service, with a tentative debut set for June 22 in Austin, Texas. This decision follows Elon Musk's temporary resolution of a public dispute with former President Trump. Despite concerns about safety, investor optimism has surged, driving TSLA stock up X percent to around $1 as of June 11. Analysts view the robotaxi launch as a crucial step for Tesla's autonomous ride-hailing ambitions, although challenges remain regarding regulation and cost structure. To learn more, visit greencarstocks.com for the full article.
Investor news breaks. Broadcom Inc., AVGO, rebounds as AI growth outpaces tepid guidance. Broadcom Inc., NAT saw a rebound as AI growth outpaced tepid guidance. The company's strong fiscal Q2 results showed a 20% year-over-year revenue increase to $15 billion, driven by a 46% surge in AI-related chip sales totaling $4.4 billion. Despite cautious forward guidance, the impressive AI performance led to analyst upgrades and renewed investor confidence in Broadcom's long-term position in the data infrastructure and AI markets. As of the most recent trading session on June 11, 2025, Broadcom stock, NASDAQO, is trading at $251.36, up 2.75% from the prior close.
FarmN latest user-friendly software empowers small and mid-sized farms with smarter automation. FarmNGi, a leader in accessible agricultural robotics, has announced significant updates to its on-robot software stack, focusing on a streamlined user interface, automated implement control, improved navigation accuracy, and a new job manager. These enhancements aim to provide affordable, practical, and easy-to-use solutions for small and medium-sized farms. The updated UI offers an intuitive dashboard for monitoring robot health and managing implements, while the job manager allows for hands-free operations like seeding and spraying with precision tool control. These updates are available over the air for existing Amiga users, making advanced agricultural technology accessible for farms of all sizes. For more information, visit farm-ng.com.
Sarnoff Media Co.'s Christina Sarnoff joins Minivella as shareholder and strategic partner to lead brand partnerships, productions, and distribution. Media executive Christina Sarnoff has joined Minivella as a shareholder and strategic partner, leading brand partnerships, productions, and distribution. With over two decades of experience, Sarnoff will help scale Minivella's storytelling vision across digital, CTV, and global streaming platforms. She will develop branded partnerships, sponsor integrations, and oversee production for innovative drama shorts. Sarnoff's role also includes packaging select shorts and original series for expansion into feature-length films and other formats. Minivella, a joint venture with actor Carlos Ponce and others, targets Latino Gen Z and millennial audiences with a range of drama shorts available on YouTube and social media. Through Brilla Media's Nuestro Media Network, brand sponsors can engage multicultural audiences efficiently across platforms.
Xfinity and Comcast Business Services now available to more than 20,000 in Rio Rancho. Comcast has completed over half of its expansion project in Rio Rancho, providing fast, secure fiber network to 20,000 homes and businesses. This includes Xfinity Internet with speeds faster than 1 gig, Xfinity Mobile, and Comcast Business Internet and Mobile. The mayor of Rio Rancho, Gregory Hull, expressed excitement over the advancements that reflect the community's growth. When construction is done, residents will have access to Xfinity's suite of products and services, while local businesses can benefit from Comcast Business Solutions. Comcast's investment aims to boost economic growth and bridge the digital divide through programs like Internet Essentials and Lift Zones. Construction will continue until 2026, with the network offering reliability, speed, and security. Consumers can enjoy Xfinity's full suite of products while Comcast Business provides solutions for businesses of all sizes. Comcast Corporation is dedicated to delivering top-notch connectivity and experiences to customers worldwide.
Investor News Breaks, ES Gold Corp., OTF, CEO talks near-term production and clean mining. Focus on Exploring Mining podcast, ES Gold Corp. CEO Paul Mastantuono recently discussed the company's Montauban project on the Exploring Mining podcast. Mastantuono highlighted ES Gold's focus on surface-accessible resources and low-cost ore bodies for accelerated production. With fewer than 75 million shares outstanding, the company is finalizing concentration testing for first gold production. ES Gold Corp. is a pre-production resource company advancing projects in Quebec with a commitment to clean mining practices. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Investor News Breaks. Telomere Pharmaceuticals, NASDAQ Telo, reports preclinical breakthrough with Telomere 1 in Wilson's disease model. Telomere Pharmaceuticals, listed on NASDAQ as Telo, has reported a significant preclinical breakthrough with its lead candidate, Telomere 1, in a genetic animal model of Wilson's disease. The drug showed promising results in reversing neurological, liver, and kidney symptoms, including a 4- to 5-fold reduction in tremors, normalized movement behaviors, and a 50% decrease in liver copper levels. Telomere plans to file its first IND by year-end and begin human trials in 2026. The company is focused on developing Telomere 1, a small molecule designed to lengthen DNA's protective telomere caps with the goal of promoting longevity and enhancing overall quality of life. For more information, visit Telomere Pharmaceuticals' website at www.telodx.com. Shion Carroll joins Westlane Partners as senior advisor. Shion Carroll, a nationally recognized investment banker and restructuring advisor, has joined Westlane Partners as a senior advisor. With over 3 decades of experience, Mr. Carroll brings expertise in complex M&A, capital raises, and operational turnarounds. His flexible yet disciplined approach favors iterative decision-making, making him a trusted advisor in navigating opportunity and uncertainty. Recognized with the Boutique Investment Banker of the Year Award, Mr. Carroll's dynamic approach and market insight make him an exceptional addition to the firm. His focus on the middle market aims to bring high-caliber insight and tailored strategic options to businesses, generating long-term value. With a background in advising on high-stakes transactions across various industries, Mr. Betty Carroll's expertise and determination to get the best for his clients set him apart in the middle market.
Network News Breaks. Brera Holdings PLC, BREA, forms strategic alliance with Toronto Blizzard to develop global soccer talent pipeline. Brera Holdings PLC, traded on NASDAQ under the symbol BREA, has formed a strategic alliance with Toronto Blizzard Corp., Canada's top soccer scholarship academy. This partnership aims to create a pathway for youth players into professional soccer by connecting Blizzard's development programs with Brera's global network of clubs. The initiative targets the youth sports and sports tourism markets, with plans to develop players aged 3 to 18 through shared coaching methodologies and exposure to Brera-affiliated clubs in Italy, North Macedonia, and other locations. Talent ID camps and European Academy experiences are set to begin in 2026, highlighting Brera's commitment to expanding development pathways for both boys and girls in soccer.
Network News Breaks, ES Gold Corp., OTCube CEO talks near-term production and clean mining. Focus on Exploring Mining podcast. ES Gold Corp. CEO Paul Mastantuono discussed the company's Montauban project in Quebec on the Exploring Mining podcast. the company is shifting focus to surface-accessible resources for accelerated production. Recent leadership additions and share structure updates were also highlighted. ES Gold aims to finalize concentration testing for first gold production at Montauban. With fewer than 75 million shares outstanding, the company is positioned for success. ES Gold Corp is committed to clean mining practices and sustainable resource recovery, with the flagship Montauban property showcasing responsible mining. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Biomed News Breaks. Intelligent Biosolutions Solutions, Inc., NASDAQ, INS, expands U.S. forensic market presence through SmartOx partnership. Intelligent Biosolutions, Inc., listed on NASDAQ as IMBS, has expanded its presence in the U.S. forensic use-only market through a partnership with SmartOx, a Texas-based leader in drug and alcohol screening services. SmartOx has already deployed over 50 INBS intelligent fingerprinting drug screening readers and conducted more than 7,000 tests, with over 1,500 tests in 2024 alone. This partnership highlights the increasing demand for INBS's rapid and non-invasive testing solution, offering a fingerprint sweat-based alternative to traditional urine and saliva tests. INBS is also working towards FDA clearance for its codeine opiate test and plans to enter the workplace drug testing market later this year.
FinTech Media Group acquires America First News, unveiling a 24/7 global channel championing American prosperity, mutual investment, and the AFN Liberty and Leadership Awards. FinTech Media Group has acquired America First News, rebranding it as a 24/7 global news channel focused on American prosperity, mutual investment, and the AFN Liberty and Leadership Awards. The channel will cover U.S. policies impacting jobs, national security, and economic strength, while highlighting mutual investment and honoring excellence. AFN will spotlight American factories, reshoring initiatives, and policy areas such as immigration enforcement, tariffs, and technology sovereignty. The channel will also focus on government oversight, accountability, and conduct watchdog reporting on federal agencies. Additionally, AFN will introduce the AFN Liberty and Leadership Awards to recognize individuals and organizations advancing American economic interests and community resilience. Rockbreaks, Fathom Nickel Inc., FNI, 6Q5, FNICF, expands Gochager Lake property, postpones field program due to Saskatchewan wildfires. Fathom Nickel Inc. has expanded its Gochager Lake property in Saskatchewan, identifying new exploration opportunities for nickel, copper, cobalt, zinc, lead, silver, and gold. The company has postponed its field program due to wildfires in the region, showing support for those affected. CEO Ian Fraser highlights the strategic importance of the expansion. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks provides insights into the mining industry and offers tailored corporate communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors and influencers. Introducing FII, the world's first AI-powered interview scheduling agent. Candidate.fii, a company revolutionizing recruiting coordination, has launched FII, the world's first AI-powered interview scheduling agent. Unlike typical automation tools, FII is designed to streamline recruiting coordination tasks, allowing teams to work faster and provide a top-notch candidate experience. With FII, teams can match candidates and interviewers instantly, reschedule in seconds, and integrate seamlessly with existing systems. This innovative tool, trusted by companies like Intercom and GoPro, marks a new era in recruiting coordination, leveraging AI to enhance efficiency and accuracy. To experience the future of recruiting coordination, request early access to FII at candidate.fii/product/FII. GeoVax responds to WHO's fourth declaration of Mpox as a global public health emergency. GeoVax Labs, Inc. responds to WHO's declaration of Mpox as a public health emergency of international concern, highlighting the global spread of the highly virulent Clade 1 strain. The company's GeoMVA vaccine offers an alternative to the limited global supply, with manufacturing processes underway for clinical trials in 2026. GeoVax emphasizes the need for expanded vaccine capacity to address the escalating crisis, urging policymakers to accelerate regulatory pathways and increase funding for pandemic preparedness. The company's engagement with federal agencies aims to strengthen national biosecurity and public health readiness, aligning GeoMVA with government initiatives for onshoring critical pharmaceutical manufacturing. GeoVax's proactive approach seeks to address the growing threat of Mpox and enhance global pandemic resilience. SC CodeWorks launches Cody, its AI-powered assistant, in beta to help warehouse operators unlock instant insights from their data. SC CodeWorks has launched Cody, its AI-powered assistant, in beta to help warehouse operators unlock instant insights from their data. Cody, built directly into the SC CodeWorks platform, allows users to ask complex questions in a conversational style and receive fast, accurate answers based on real-time system data. This tool enables warehouse professionals to make smarter, proactive decisions, improving efficiency and running a more resilient supply chain. Cody Beta offers capabilities like answering natural language questions, flagging operational risks, and understanding context from uploaded documents. Organizations interested in joining the early access program can contact SC CodeWorks at info@sccodeworks.com.
FinTech Media Group acquires America First News, unveiling a 24/7 global channel championing American prosperity, mutual investment, and the AFN Liberty and Leadership Awards. FinTech Media Group has acquired America First News, rebranding it as a 24/7 global news channel focused on American prosperity, mutual investment, and the AFN Liberty and Leadership Awards. The channel will cover U.S. policies impacting jobs, national security, and economic strength, while also highlighting mutual investment and honoring excellence with the awards. AFN will spotlight American factories, reshoring initiatives, immigration enforcement, border security, tariffs, and technology sovereignty. It will also focus on government oversight, accountability, and waste reduction. The channel will introduce the AFN Liberty and Leadership Awards, recognizing individuals, organizations, and policies advancing American economic interests. AFN content will be distributed across various platforms, including digital, television, mobile, podcast, newsletter, and streaming services.
Kamada Q1 results, double-digit growth, company reiterates guidance as it hits multiple milestones, including plasma business expansion. Kamada Ltd. reported earnings for Q1 2025, with revenue up 17% and adjusted EBITDA up 54% year-over-year. Revenue growth was attributed to Glassia and Camrab sales. Gross margins rose to 47%. Kamada reiterated its 2025 guidance, with total revenue expected between $178 million and $182 million. The company also hit milestones, launching a post-marketing research program for Cytogam and expanding its plasma business with a new collection center in San Antonio, Texas. Kamada inked a deal to provide Camrab and Verizig in Latin America, expecting $25 million in revenue. The company continues to invest in its growth pillars, aiming for profitable growth and enriching its product portfolio.
Better Trucks Checkpoint earns Last Mile Innovation of the Year. Better Trucks, a technology-driven logistics firm, has been awarded Last Mile Innovation of the Year for its Checkpoint customer address validation technology. Checkpoint integrates AI, human oversight, and geofencing to ensure accurate delivery addresses, reducing operational friction and increasing customer satisfaction. With approximately 60 million parcels delivered daily in the U.S., Checkpoint aims to correct address errors and engage recipients through SMS-based verification. Better Trucks Chief Technology Officer, Mike Coleno, states that the award is a testament to the team's dedication to fixing industry challenges. Checkpoint is available to all Better Trucks clients, offering white labeling for brand consistency and customer engagement. For more information, visit bettertrucks.com.
Neuralbase appoints Tushar Shivakar as Chief Technology Officer. Neuralbase AI Ltd. announced the appointment of Tushar Shivakar as Chief Technology Officer, bringing over 14 years of expertise in software quality engineering, automation testing, and cybersecurity. Mr. Shivakar's technical leadership will enhance the company's BMP AI platform for regulated industries. With experience at Wipro Technologies and Mindtree, he led quality assurance initiatives for Fortune 500 clients. His expertise in automation and cybersecurity aligns with BMP AI's mission of delivering compliant AI solutions. As CTO, Mr. Shivakar will lead the development of the company's enterprise AI infrastructure, driving innovation in secure, compliant AI solutions for healthcare, financial services, legal, and enterprise clients. For more information, visit neuralbase.ai or sec.gov.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.